Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to another episode of The Liberated Life. I'm so excited to be here. And today we're going to talk about something that nearly every woman feels, but no one talks about or admits out loud, which is, drum roll, the sister wound. This isn't actually about whether or not you have a sister, in case you're wondering. This is about our fear of women. And you may be thinking, like, I'm not afraid of women, but just stay with me. Stay with me, please. We're talking about the experience of that awkwardness that shows up for so many of us of being in a group of women, especially women we don't know. The part of us that shows up when we sign up to go to like a women's retreat or a circle or like a dinner and it's all women and you're like, oh God, why have I done this? I want to bring light to some of this to let you know that it is not you. You are not broken. You are not antisocial. You are not a girl's girl. You're just carrying a lot of history in your body, and we're going to walk through it together because this shit is important. And the more that I've dived into this for myself, the more I've seen how prolific it is. And I see it in so many of my high achieving, hyper independent, lone wolf type women that I work with. Those women who like secretly want connection, but also absolutely terrified to reach out to people. So if we just like paint the picture of the scene, I will give you a story of my own here. When I was living in Cape Town, I was invited to go to a friend's house for a weekend. And it was a weekend to celebrate her birthday, and there was going to be a group of like 15 women, I think, for the weekend. And I didn't know that many of them. And I initially was really excited because it was quite an expansive group of women. They're really into this kind of work. I knew we were going to be doing cool rituals and practices and stuff. But as we got closer to going, I was like, this is a bad idea. Maybe I feel sick. I don't think I should go. I think maybe, and I remember saying to Thomas, I was like, I just don't know if this is a good idea. Like, what happens if no one likes me? What happens if everyone is cooler than me and like more spiritual, or they all already know each other and they're in a group and I'm the one that's like off on her own, like a loser? Like, all of that stuff came up for me. I did end up going and I ended up having a wonderful time. But the day before, I was in like really in a lot of freak out. And in truth, hilariously, when I went to the weekend, I spoke to one of the other women there about my experience. And she was like, oh my God, I had exactly the same thing. And I was saying to my husband, like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't go. I'm like afraid of all the stuff that might come up. So many of us have this. Our body goes into threat at the prospect of being in a group of women that we don't necessarily know that well. And sometimes even with a group of women we do know. So we're going to talk about why. And obviously, there are multiple layers to this. There's no one size fits all. I'm going to talk about this more historically, but I will also preface this that a lot of us have also had experiences in childhood, like at school, where we potentially were in a group of girlfriends and then suddenly we turned up one day and no one was talking to us, or suddenly we weren't cool anymore, or we weren't invited to a birthday party, or all of those things. Like, a lot of us have had experiences growing up which compound the historical pieces I'm going to be talking about. So just listen with openness, and also I recognize this can bring some stuff up. So be tender with yourself if anything starts to arise, and just know that you are not alone, and there's so much freedom in owning this and really like looking into it for ourselves. So first of all, where does the sister wound come from? The crux of this really is that over the centuries, women have learned that other women could cost them their safety. This is like a structural, historical, generational issue. It's not in any way you being dramatic. So prior to the nascence of the patriarchy, women used to live in communities. Like, our power primarily came from each other. We cooked together, we raised children together. There are stories of women breastfeeding other women's babies. Women were like honored for the gifts that they had. If they were a healer, if they were a teacher, if they were an amazing cook. There was a big support network of women being in their own magic because it was important for the community, for each woman to be sharing their gifts with the community for the survival of the community itself. So this sense of women all being together and supporting each other was how it was previously. And then the joys of the patriarchal systems came in and disrupted that. And they disrupted it by making men the gatekeepers of resources. So the gatekeepers of money, of protection, of social status. So what happened here was we went from a space where women were communal in nature, that we would spend time in our villages, really, and in support of each other, and seeing each other as allies, to seeing each other as competition. It's like, I need these men, these gatekeepers of resources. I need money. I need protection. I need some form of social status. So I need him. And in order to get him, I must compete with her. So this is really, really deep down in our psyches. And you may be listening to this being like, I don't do this. I'm just going to call you out, my love. You do. We all do. And I think there can be a real freedom in just starting to recognize that this exists within us. And unfortunately, it goes against a lot of the narratives that we hear, especially when I'm just thinking about when I was back in banking, when I used to go to like women's events in banking and like women supporting women and women celebrating women and like lifting each other up. It was like, okay, cool. And can we also acknowledge that for a lot of women, there's a fear of each other and there is an inherent competition, which is not bad. It doesn't make us wrong or like not a good woman. It's just something that we have all been born into. And we need to bring a bit of more consciousness into this, especially if you are on the journey of awakening, if you're on the journey of really wanting to step into your purpose. And also, in truth, if you're on the journey of wanting to move towards more equality, this is a really, really important piece to recognize. Now, the second piece is something that if you had told me 5 years ago that I'd be talking about this on a podcast, I probably would have laughed in your face. And you may listen to this and be like, Lucy, you're batshit crazy. And if you think that, that's cool. But I have seen this come up in so many women that I've worked with one-on-one, I can't even begin to express. Like, this lives so deep in our bodies. And this piece that lives so deep in our bodies, in truth, has traumatized the female community, is the witch hunts. Now, you might be going like, yeah, witch hunts, whatever. That was not that like, that was ages ago. How is that going to impact me? Okay, the witch hunts, first of all, were not that long ago, really, when you look at it generationally. And trauma exists in the genome and is passed down 14 generations. So you can do the maths there. Like, the witch trials were not 14 generations back. The fear that women experienced through that period of time for being a woman in her power, for being a woman who was sovereign, who was connected to her spiritual essence, who was potentially connected to the power of using plants for healing, or was really just a woman that was in her sovereignty and in her emotionality, those women were murdered. And in truth, what happened during those witch trials was a lot of women were actually put up against each other. So there became this sense of, if I align with women, I might be punished. If I stand out, I might be targeted. Like, back then, it was actually, this is the wildest piece, it was quite often women that called out other women, that pointed at other women and said, she's a witch. And then inevitably that woman would go and be tortured and murdered. Like, this stuff was not that long ago, and it exists in our genome through epigenetics. Passes down in the genome. This sense that being with other women is not safe, that being seen by other women is not safe, by like standing out is not safe. Like, if I am in female only groups, for some reason, a part of us starts to shut down. And it can be really confusing. Like, we don't really know why, but like, I just don't feel that comfortable. Like, I prefer hanging out with men, they're much easier, and all of that stuff. Sure. And there's often something deeper going on here. Like, when we have this patriarchal piece of learning that I need men, so I have to compete with her in order to get him, layered with this fear of death, really, in aligning with women, in communicating with women, of course, it makes complete sense that we stop trusting each other. And this then gets compounded by modern culture. Like, it gets compounded by our experiences at school, which in all honesty, I think also come from like little girls having a lot of these implicit memories in their systems, and they come into the school system and start playing it out. But it plays out through mean girl politics, popularity hierarchies, the like constant pressure to be chosen that exists for us all by men, by bosses, like trying to get the best opportunities. We all learn so early on that women will judge me, women will exclude me, like they'll go behind my back and talk about me, like I have to perform in order for people to like me, like maybe if I'm good at this thing, people will like me more and I'll be safe. So by the time we turn 30, 35, 40, most of us are pretty exhausted of this. And you may be lucky and you have like a group of really wonderful female friends, but my guess is that there are still certain elements of this that play out even within close friendships. There's this very, very subtle lack of trust that exists in female relationships that I do not see in the same way in male to male relationships. And I think it's important to own it. And I think it's important to talk about it because there is way too much lip service to the joys of being a woman and like our amazing relationships and how we're all supporting each other. And it's like, yeah, cool, we are. And also, we're all fucking terrified of each other. And we're really terrified of not fitting in. And we're really terrified of suddenly being outed or like the group suddenly telling us we're not cool enough or turning up and being othered. So for a lot of us, we kind of avoid the depth of relationship that in truth our soul is absolutely starving for. We're starving for it because I really, really, really believe that women need women so much. We need each other. God, like I was thinking about it the other day about how we have been fed this narrative that's like, oh, my, like you have to be chosen by a man, you need a partner, we need a boyfriend, you need a husband. Yeah, sure. I'm not going to say that there is no need for that. And there is a beauty in romantic relationship. And there are a lot of needs that men can't meet for women. And I really, really believe that our capacity to be close with other women and to trust other women is so essential for our mental health. It's so essential for our sense of belonging. It's so essential for our sense of being seen. And if we have a limited connection with women and a lack of safety with women, we will ask for way too much from our partners and things that our partners can't actually give us. not because there's anything wrong with them, but just because it's not their job. So I want to talk a little bit about like how this actually shows up. Like, let's get a little bit more real away from the esoteric witch wound, although I could talk about the witch wound for so long because I find it so fascinating. So this wound of being slightly afraid of women is not going to show up as I hate women. I mean, maybe it does for some people, but in my experience of working with women and seeing this play out over and over again, it very rarely shows up this way. What it does show up as is I don't trust groups of women, or I feel awkward around women, or I prefer being friends with guys, or I don't really want to be seen crying in front of my female friends. I feel like I don't fit in. I get really intimidated in only women's spaces. Like, I really want connection, but it also feels absolutely terrifying. And I have this like yearning, this sense of loneliness of like, I feel so lonely and I want connection. I just want more connection in my life. I just want more connection in my life. And then we turn up to something and we don't speak to anyone. Like, I see this so often when people sign up to a retreat with me. Like, there is this sense of like, it normally comes a few days before the retreat, and I'm sure it's also experienced before signing up to a certain degree. This panic sets in, like the teenage self that's like, oh my God, I was left out. Like, what happens if they're all cooler than me? What happens if I'm bullied? What happens if I'm made fun of? What happens if no one likes me and I'm alone? Like, and we have these horrible experiences of like, oh God, what happens if? And this isn't because you're bad at connection. It isn't because you're bad at friendship. It isn't because you're bad with women. It's because your nervous system is trying to protect you from a very old wound. But unless we start to work on this, I deeply believe that sense of loneliness will never go away. Because healing our relationship with women, and in my own experience of like having really cultivated much, much deeper female friendships over the last 5 years or so, my life is so much better for those relationships. And I had to get over my own terror of being seen by them. I remember like being absolutely terrified to be naked in front of female friends because I was worried that they would judge my body. I was worried about like ever expressing how I really, really, truly felt with female friends because I was worried that they would like talk about me behind my back or somehow they wouldn't see me in the same way as they did before. But there is this beautiful, beautiful safety that comes when we heal this. Because when we start to feel safe with each other, we start to become each other's mirrors, become each other's anchors, we become each other's safe community. And in that, we recognize that we're not too much because everyone else is feeling similar things. And we tell ourselves we feel we're too much because we don't ever hear anybody else's inner workings. We get over this fear of people judging us, because we hear that everyone else feels the same way. We can finally soften into not having to perform anymore, not having to shrink to be accepted. Honestly, female community regulates you in a way that romantic relationships never can. I fundamentally believe this. Like, your nervous system is designed to settle in the presence of other women. We're meant to be together. Like, the magic that I see on retreat with women coming together and doing some of the work to clear any of this stuff that's present in the space so that everyone can feel safe, which is always such a key pillar of the work that I do, to make sure that everybody feels safe and that we have flushed out any of this stuff that we've talked about. But when we come into those spaces of regulation with women and you stop performing and you stop bracing, the truest, most beautiful version of you can come out. The soft version of you, the open version of you, the inspirational version of you. Women heal so quickly in the presence of other women. It's honestly magic. It's like, oh, my love, I just wish that you could experience the magic of being in spaces with women who allow you to be exactly as you are and to feel the profound shifts that can come from that. So if you have been thinking about stepping into a space like this, and a part of you is wanting to run away and is afraid that people won't like you, or what happens if you cry, or what happens if people see you, what happens if you're too much, what happens if you're not enough, what happens if you're not spiritual enough, what happens if people are too cool, what happens if you're the loser on your own, what happens if no one wants to talk to you at breakfast, what happens if you turn up and like everyone already knows each other. I want you to know that that is not a red flag. That is not your system telling you that it's truly a bad idea. It's just your nervous system responding to something that is so, so deep in your system that so many of us have. And you're actually being invited to meet that. And what exists on the other side of you meeting that fear, doing the damn thing anyway, and being held and witnessed and seen by other women, is beyond anything you could ever imagine. Just deep breath. In those spaces, it's like we can finally experience women as allies, witnesses, co-regulators, or competition anymore. It's been such a joy for me to see the group that came on the retreat in May stay in touch. And I've heard many times that they've all hung out together and they're talking on the WhatsApp group all the time. And that kind of depth that is created in those spaces, the kinds of relationships that are created in those spaces, really have the potential to shift your life. You're being gifted a community. Something I learned when I started going on retreats was like one of the huge, huge benefits of going on retreats is you are gifted a community. The depth of relationship that's formed in those spaces, the parts of each other you see, can carry you through the wildest of storms when you come back into the, in inverted commas, real world. So my darling, if you are on the threshold, if you have been called to the retreat and you've been telling yourself you're scared, I see you. I know it can be scary. And I also want you to know that we've got you and that you're not too much and that you won't be on your own and that no, people don't all know each other and that you would be an absolute gift. I'm sending you so much love. If you are intrigued about the retreat, please DM me or send me an email with the word retreat and I will shoot over the details. There is an incredible offer at the moment to make it even more of a no-brainer, seeing as it's Christmas time, that you can join for just putting down a £50 deposit and we can sort the rest of the payment in January. So if one of the spots is for you, I'm only opening two at that rate, DM me. I would love to have you there. Sending you so much love, and I will speak to you soon.